This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was remanded into custody after he faced a court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The 47-year-old was found guilty in Westminster Magistrates Court of breaching his bail. He faces up to 12 months for the conviction but has serious charges pending in the United States. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says he will fight his extradition to the United States, where he is expected to face charges related to the publication of tens of thousands of secret government documents.
This sets a dangerous precedent for all media organizations and journalists in Europe and elsewhere around the world. This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
The U.S. Justice Department said Assange was charged with conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to gain access to a government computer as part of a 2010 leak by WikiLeaks of hundreds of thousands of U.S. military reports. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Donald Trump changed his tune on WikiLeaks after its founder was arrested in London. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Night after night during the 2016 presidential race's closing weeks, Donald Trump praised Assange's hackers.
The Hillary Clinton documents released today by WikiLeaks.
Relishing the boost the damaging emails gave his campaign. At one rally, he said, "I love WikiLeaks." Today, after Assange's arrest, the president told reporters, "I know nothing about WikiLeaks.
It's not my deal in life."
The Justice Department's charging Assange in a computer hacking conspiracy, along with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday after the army ousted the country's longtime president Omar al-Bashir following months of demonstrations against his 30-year iron-fisted rule. Awad Mohamed Ahmed Ibn Auf said a transitional military council will run the government for the next 2 years. He declared a 3-month state of emergency, the suspension of the constitution, and the dissolution of parliament. New demonstrations broke out in Khartoum when protesters became angry after realizing that Sudan would be under military rule. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness Thursday to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach a sweeping deal on denuclearization. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman at the White House.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
Trump, responding to another reporter, said he has decided not to toughen sanctions on Pyongyang, but wants the existing ones to remain in place. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The tables turned on lawyer Michael Avenatti, the man who once represented porn star Stormy Daniels when she said she had an affair with President Donald Trump before he was elected, now faces up to 335 years in prison on fraud charges. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Although he has denied all accusations, attorney Michael Avenatti has been charged in a 36-count federal indictment alleging he stole millions of dollars from clients, didn't pay his taxes, and lied in bankruptcy proceedings. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna on one of those charges, wire fraud.
Related to the theft of millions of dollars from 5 clients, including a paraplegic man who agreed to a multi-million-dollar settlement, but has received only a fraction of the money despite the fact that Mr. Avenatti received the full settlement amount over 4 years ago.
The attorney best known for representing porn actress Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump says on Twitter that he will plead not guilty to the charges in California. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday that America needs a space force to maintain its world leadership. Shanahan said Russia and China are, in his words, weaponizing space. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.